Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey guys, it's Tom here. Just wanted to let you know that we have a Patreon you can get on for $3 a month and you get bonus episodes every week. And if you sign up for the whole year, you get a 10% discount. That's $2.70 a month, I believe. And we also have a tier where you can be a guest on the Patreon show. You could pick a band yourself to defend and do it on the Patreon. So get on over there. It's patreon.com/standbyyourband. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
I'm doing well. It's a crazy week, you know, with Daft Punk announcing that they're quitting, and we're doing an episode about Kraftwerk. European dance weirdos are in. They're in or they're out, but they are in the news. That's very important.
Yeah, that's this week they have to pick a side. Either stay in or get out. Kraftwerk's back, baby.
I also, as we introduce our guest, Andrew Dirso, I think he made a very interesting choice to be drinking out of a mug that has musical notes on it to let us know that he's serious about
Okay, can I talk now?
Yes, Andrew Dirso, everybody.
All right, this mug is stolen from my roommate who's a music teacher. He has two mugs, either this or a picture of his dog, and I drink out both of them liberally.
That's when you're drinking dog bowl water.
Yeah, right. It's for the distinguished. It's for those that photo of Togs playing poker.
That dog water hit different.
What was that?
I just said that dog bowl water hit different. Tommy, you got any interesting mugs over there? What are you drinking out of these days?
No, nothing too interesting. We have a plate with Will Forte's face on it that I have no idea. That's been in this apartment for years. That's the most interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty interesting for sure. Yeah. We have a mug that's just my girlfriend's or my fiance's. I am engaged. I actually don't know if Antonio wants to be talking about it on the podcast, but that's as much as I'll say for now. The worst of both worlds.
I'm only saying it because you mentioned that this is skipping ahead a little bit, but when I was looking at photos of Kraftwerk, like, getting ready for this, like, before they all started dressing like robots, it's funny because they all just look like Will Forte in different wigs.
Yes. So true. They're clean-cut guys making this goofy, funky music.
Yeah, that's gonna be my Nutty Professor movie I make. A Kraftwerk biopic.
Yeah, but I was gonna say it's just weird to stare into her grandpa's eyes while I drink my coffee, but nonetheless, yeah, we're talking Kraftwerk today, and I gotta tell you, I mixed them up with another. I remember reading a story like 2 years ago, maybe, about some band turning out to be Nazis, and for some reason I thought that it was Kraftwerk, but it must be someone else, because there is a lot of new information on Kraftwerk being very anti-Nazi. So
yeah, I would say Kraftwerk is one of the few positive German role models in the 20th century.
Also one of the few groups to be outwardly, like, to say they're anti-Nazi, which, hey, the ball's in your court, all other bands that we've talked about. Put a statement out or you're pro.
I'm gonna take a bus full of blonde children to see Kraftwerk. That's what we do for positive representation.
Tommy, did you know anything about this band coming in?
It's one of those bands that you always hear about how influential they are, and but I never actually listened to them like at all. And I, you know, when I'm listening to the songs, I'd heard some of them because they've been sampled a million times.
They're so sampled.
Yeah.
Was there's that one that the Coldplay song?
I was just about to play it because as soon as it came on, I was like, "Oh my god, this is from this!" Like, because it's so clearly taken that I looked it up because I was like, "There's no like moment of like, oh, maybe they like heard this and like tried to do their own spin on it." It's just straight up taken. And I looked it up, and the first thing that came up was like Coldplay Kraftwerk lawsuit, which turned out to be bullshit because Chris Martin just asked Kraftwerk if they could use it, which has been done lots of times with Kraftwerk.
The story, I think, is very funny in that, like, apparently Coldplay sent them this very long fan letter that they went through a lot of work to translate, and they just got a letter back that was just one word. It was just, yes. Which is so appropriate for everything I know about Kraftwerk.
Truly just feel like robots, even though they, I mean, what they did was really cool, but there's just their music is about fucking trains and shit. Like, they don't it's perfect, like, non-feely music.
We'll get into this, but there's a genre of Kraftwerk song where the lyrics just sound like a game of Scattergories. just naming different pieces of technology.
Let's go ahead and listen to the song that the Coldplay took, because it's right off the bat. It's the first one on this playlist that I'm seeing here. Love.
This is one of my favorite songs, period.
It's really good. Immediately I was like, oh, I didn't realize this is what Kraftwerk sounded like. I was picturing something very different. And I'm also, I think I just remembered the band that I was thinking of that turned out to be Nazi Lovers was Ace of Base, maybe? For some reason, I mean, it doesn't help Kraftwerk that they just sound, the name is so German that it's like, it just sounds like they're going to be, if there's going to be a story about pro-Nazi people, it's probably them. But no, this song, I immediately really liked it. This is Computer Love.
I love this song. In the first 10 seconds.
So it's very long, so I'm gonna skip forward a little bit here.
Yeah, their songs are all pretty long, because like, it's weird that they're like a dance band, but that doesn't write bangers. It's kind of it's like dance mood music, kind of.
I gotta tell you, it kind of bummed me out that because Talk, which is the Coldplay song that uses it off of X and Y, I love that song. It's one of my favorite Coldplay songs, and then it's like most of what I like about that song is just this.
It's not like they ripped it off. They asked permission.
Of course. Yeah. No, not at all. Yeah. But it's more just like when you hear a song that you thought was an original and then find out it's a cover, and then you listen to the cover and you're like, oh, they didn't really change a lot. Like, they just kind of took it, which, I mean, I like the lyrics and stuff. I like Talk, but this, now every time I hear Talk, I'm going to think about this song being so cool, because it is like 7 minutes of just being kind of trancy and fun.
Yeah.
And it's great.
I don't mean to like analyze all art in the kind of the lens of the pandemic and stuff, but I think that song is very uniquely beautiful, and that's about like kind of being alone in your apartment but trying to make a connection with people through the computer, which if there's anything that like hits the nail on the head of the last year, like I've always loved this band a lot, but I got really even more into them during the pandemic. Kind of, I started buying some of their reissues and stuff.
True.
And, it feels like it's from like half a century ago, but it grapples with technology in a way that I think is still like pretty cool and relevant.
It is insane that it's fucking 50 years old almost.
I know. Yeah,
that is crazy. You think of if you think about music that's from 50 years ago, for some reason in my head I'm hearing like burp, burp, doo, 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 doo. Like just it's like old timey bullshit. This is so cool.
It's the WB Frog song.
Exactly, but no, this is so cool, and it's like computers were still feel like they were such a new concept, and
yeah. Well, but the album This Is Off, it's called Computer World, and four of the six songs on it have the word computer in the title.
Yeah. I was laughing. I didn't sleep that well last night, and I went for a walk this morning. I was listening to the playlist, and when the first time he just said computer, I just burst out laughing. There was something about it. Yeah. German voice saying the word computer.
Right. You could write most of these songs after spending 2 weeks learning English on Duolingo.
It does. I was going to say this to Tommy earlier. It fits really well with your script about a man who makes love to a computer's hard drive and by fucking the floppy disk. And this song will go really, really good.
Are you writing that?
Yeah, I'm in the process right now. I'm mostly just talking it out, friends.
Oh, man, I haven't written one word. Just bring it up in people. Conversations.
Yeah. Parks.
It's going to be like a Will Ferrell movie where you just turn the camera on and let it go.
I really enjoyed that, though. Right, great song to kick it off. And it for those who know the podcast well, you couldn't have picked a better song for me because of that Coldplay connection.
It was a total coincidence. I kicked it off with that because it's one of my favorite songs, period. So
hell yeah.
It'd be great if the rest of the playlist, it's all just Coldplay songs.
Wait a second. The scientist? not even a Kraftwerk song, Coldplay, it's just Coldplay.
this playlist rules 6 out of 6. How long have you been, were you into them as a kid, or is it something your parents were into?
I was into them kind of I got into them because, like, I loved a lot of, like, older punk and metal stuff growing up. I still do, but there's a Steve Albini band that covered one of their songs that is on the playlist later. They covered The Model. We'll hear it eventually. But it was interesting because, like, it had this, it's a totally different version of the song. It's basically an industrial, like, metal version of it, but it still has, like, this very mean bass line that comes from the original song. And I was just really caught by that bass line, so I looked into it. I kind of heard them peripherally because I was a big nerd who read a lot about music, and you see their name come up as an influence all the fucking time.
Absolutely. And I don't know if these are direct influences, the people who would say that they're influenced by them or not, but I definitely could see Radiohead being very into these guys. And there was another band that I had in mind.
That whole cold relationship with the modern world thing.
Yes. Rush is the other band that I was thinking of, even though they're kind of, they're not that as separated in time. It's just that cold, exactly, the coldness and not writing about human shit at all.
Yeah.
And I relate to the right train.
It was so weird or interesting to me reading about them, about like when they bought a synthesizer, it was like the first synthesizer. You know, right. It was like the technology was coming out as they were buying it, which is so weird to think about.
That's another thing I kind of love about them, which is if you want to listen to them in a historical context, every one of their albums from the 70s is an exact signpost of where electronic music was at that very moment. Like you can hear the sound kind of gradually grow a little more meaty with every album.
Mm-hmm.
You hear it. We'll get into this too later, but they were also like a giant influence on hip hop.
Yes.
Like I saw in this documentary that Grandmaster Flash, like when he was DJing a party, the one song he would play without interrupting was a Kraftwerk song. I think it was called, it was Trans Europe Express.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
A song I love that's not on this playlist.
I want, before we get too far away from Computer Love, because I do want to play the next song here. I found there was, we don't usually go to Facebook early, but there was something, there was a story about Computer Love that I found very funny and related to this too much to skip to wait. It's from Jeremy Levenbach. He says, I was in Chicago and met a friend at Phyllis Musical Inn. The place was empty inside apart from us and a group of obnoxious dudes who were doing shots. Computer Love was playing, and one of the bros asked the bartender how much longer the song would be on, to which the bartender responded, it will be playing longer than you are still here. I really love that. And fun fact, Mike Leibovitz responded that that venue is the first place he ever did stand-up. Oh, pretty crazy. Wow. But yeah, I love that. All right. Shall we listen? Oh, before we get any further, I think we should go ahead and hear. Jared was very excited to talk about Kraftwerk. So I don't want to get too far ahead without hearing from him. So this is our regular segment where we go to our friend and foe of the show, Jared Thompson.
I am worried about this.
I have a feeling he likes them. He said that this was perfect for what we've been doing lately, which is giving a look at underappreciated bands. And an idea that he pitched, and then we just happened to also, somebody else, enough people were pitching bands that fit it that... I got to hand it to him. It has been fun to do. So he thinks he said Kraftwerk would be the perfect band for this, and then he immediately sent a voice memo very quickly.
Oh, beautiful.
So I think I have a feeling he's going to be very positive. So here's Jared on Kraftwerk.
What's up, y'all? It's This Week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Kraftwerk as a underappreciated band or artist. I can honestly say that it's possible that Kraftwerk is potentially the most important band that we could do on this. And I put myself squarely in this boat of, you hear about them, you know what they did, but you just don't know the extent of the importance of it. And trying to think about other styles of music where you have basically the inventors of it that are not thought of in the same way as people that were way worse and or just, you know, came around at a different time. It's astonishing to me how inventive and just amazing the Kraftwerk is and how relevant they are to so much of what we hear in music these days. Like, it's weird because you take bands from that same sort of time frame, like Joy Division, I'm trying to think more along the lines of underappreciated bands from this era. Television would be another one. They sort of all kind of felt very similar sounding. I guess what I mean is it's just regular sort of straightforward rock and roll music with a twist. Well, with Kraftwerk, it's just nothing ever existed like this previously. And the fact that it took, 20, 30 years for that type of stuff to kind of fall into the mainstream of music. Like, I mean, just one example is The Weeknd. Like, just watching The Weeknd's Super Bowl set and sort of listening to his music, like, there's so much that sort of existed in Kraftwerk in that kind of music these days. And so I'm really excited about this. I feel stupid that it took me so long to listen to them, but they're in my rotation as much as just about anything from the mid to late 70s. So anyway, all right, thanks guys, appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes. I was doing like the dog pound the entire time. Yeah, that's
very rare reaction to it. Something to Jared talking. Someone going, ooh.
Yeah, it's interesting because people talk about their influence. It's easy to think of them as this like very monolithic band, this like soup that everything came from. But if you go back in time, if you look at pictures of them and you look at their style and you listen to their songs, they're also very weirdly specific in a way that's hard to emulate. Mm-hmm. Like, they're four, like, weird German guys who made the conscious decision to pretend to be robots in public life. And this kind of goes forward to another Facebook comment, but There's this thing I hear about Kraftwerk all the time where people will kind of pointedly say, like, they're as influential as the Beatles, which, like, sounds crazy when you hear it. But also, mm-hmm. at the same time, you take 99 out of 100 songs on top 40 radio, like, which band do they remind you more of?
Yeah.
Kraftwerk or the Beatles, you know?
Mm-hmm. There.
You know, and there's nothing to that.
Yeah. There's a weird little connection too, where one of the members, I was listening to All Songs Considered did an episode about Kraftwerk last year, and they were talking about how I think it was a drummer from a Beatles. One of them was a drummer in a Beatles cover band in Germany before being asked to be in the band. And I was like, what a weird, because everybody does, like, there is a weird comparison between the two because of how influential they are. It's pretty wild. Somebody commented that, and one of the comments is more influential than the Beatles that we got. Right. It'll be on the Facebook somewhere.
Yeah, I see that a lot. And I think, again, the first time you hear it, you're like, no fucking way, buddy. No way. Colin Johnny?
This is Boston Kraftwerk. Yeah. Boston guy who hates Kraftwerk.
No fucking way. We didn't fight World War II to be fucking...
Boston veteran.
Yeah. Guy in a VFW who thinks that World War II was a fight against robots. We didn't take down fucking Adolf's android army. I have to fucking listen to The Weeknd at the Super Bowl halftime show.
That just reminded me. I forgot I wanted to talk. Did we talk about The Weeknd's Super Bowl performance on here at all?
I've only seen the memes. I didn't actually watch it.
Oh, really? Oh, man. I don't think we talked about it, but it was maybe the oldest I've ever felt, because I was watching it and I was texting with Antonia, and we were both like, because we were in separate spots for it. And I was like, this is fucking awesome. Like, I love it. And she loved it too. And then everybody online, it seemed like, was like, this is the worst Super Bowl performance I've ever seen. And I thought cool as shit.
That's like just kind of the ecosystem of how people talk about stuff now.
That's
like,
fair.
How surprised would, like, it would be shocking if everybody on the internet was like, this Super Bowl halftime show kicked ass.
I thought you know what it is? I like his music more than most Super Bowl performances. So, and I loved the way they handled pandemic shit. Like, I liked that they were able to run on the field. I just thought it was cool. And, it felt so lame to be like, I think the Super Bowl halftime show is good, because so often people hate it. Minus, I felt like last year's was just controversial.
I can't wait to see what Bud Light comes up with this year.
Yeah, I do remember. I don't know if you guys felt like that as kids, but I remember being genuinely, I could not wait for Super Bowl commercials. Like, oh, what are they going to cook up with those horses this year? And then it sucks. I don't know, but I just wanted to point out, I felt like it was relevant since we do a music show, but I did enjoy it, and I'm just putting that out there for all the haters.
I don't know that much of his music, but I know the singles and I like them. Like that that Blinding Lights song, that's, I can't keep going back to the topic, but that's just, that is a buffed up Kraftwerk song.
Sure. That's
it's been like the most popular song for how long now?
Yeah. True. It is funny how opposite their personas are. He's like, I'm a drugged out weirdo, and they're the opposite of that. There's like a thing I was reading that they...
Weekend is all about like debaucherous sex, and crap, are proud of not having dicks.
Yeah.
It's a feature, not a flaw.
It's a feature. No penis. That's really funny.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I read a thing where they talk about they were not they had a rule where they wouldn't drink or do drugs or anything like that when they were performing live. And it's like, they're one of the few bands that would go, yeah, thank God. It'd be so weird to see them like fucked up performing this shit.
Fucking computer, man.
Right. That's right. Cause if you look at live performances, I think in the 2000s, all their live performances were just them standing still, like at laptops, and you just imagine they're all playing like StarCraft and an iPod taped under the table.
There is on this topic, there is an interview thing I wanted to bring up that I read where Lester Bangs was interviewing them in the '70s, and he asked what kind of groupies they got, and Florian Schneider sternly said, "None. There is no such thing." There is no such thing. It's so funny. And then you talked about how their addiction were really they just liked riding bicycles long distances, which is the most
positive. Yeah, hey, I lost a lot of friends to that.
They liked riding stationary bikes hooked up to light bulbs. Their hobby.
All right, shall we let's listen to another song here. The next
Speaking of this, I think I know what song is next playlist. This is off their album Tour de France, which is an album about cycling.
Exactly, yes. The next song is Vitamin, and yeah, it's a picture of them all on bicycle. I assume that it's supposed to be them. I don't know. All right. I like this one because it kind of sounds like you're playing a fucked up Mario level or something. Like it's like a castle that doesn't exist, but it's very difficult.
Yeah, you can only like move at a walking speed.
Air Mario.
That really flows. I like that. That shit goes.
It's very cool.
Sorry.
It just like feels like it's just very like you feel sophisticated and cool listening to it.
Yes. Like, I have a new. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no! It's a bit of a story, so I'll let you.
Oh yeah, no. I was just gonna say I was playing chess while I was listening to this, and it felt perfect. Like I felt like I was. Or it feels like this music should be. Have you guys ever seen that movie? I want to say it's called The Wiz, but not the like not the Wizard of Oz thing. The game or the video
about,
game
like,
one.
Competitive Nintendo.
Yes, with Fred Savage. Yeah, it feels like that. This should be the whole soundtrack to it, where it's just a guy playing video games.
To a montage of getting high scores.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I play this every time I strap on my power gloves.
What's crazy, before you tell your story, is the way we were talking before we started recording about exercise bikes. And what I've been doing lately is I'll do the exercise bike while playing a video game so I can stand there longer as a way to like keep my attention.
Dude, and that's my dream.
The perfect thing for this music.
That's great.
Their love of cycling with their video game.
That is my dream. Damn it, you are living it.
That's crazy to me that you do that.
It's literally the only way I can stay on for more than 20 minutes is if I'm actively playing a video game.
That's how I used to do back when gyms were open. I would save basketball games for the elliptical where I would watch like the full game NBA highlight or like the full game highlights, or I would purposefully go when I knew there was going to be a baseball game on or something, because I was like, that way I will be locked in and not be thinking about working out. I'll just be pissed off at whatever the fuck the Cubs are doing.
I'm trying to get the idea of like I'm winded after like 2 minutes on an elliptical and I'm still like, Marcus Smart, what are you doing?
yeah, it does put things in perspective too.
Yeah, oh man, fitness is hard.
But doing that, if you could see, my living room is so tiny, and it's so funny to me to picture just surprising Antonio by having a giant elliptical in here and then just playing Spider-Man while I do it.
Die to the couch.
we won't need a couch. We'll stand on the elliptical. We'll relax on the elliptical. We'll go on a low speed.
Yeah. We'll keep it at a walk, just to get a chill vibe.
We're walking dinner.
Yeah, I can only exercise. I can only stay on the exercise bike if I'm eating at the same time.
Remember how you said you liked spaghetti? Walking tacos? Well, now everything will be that.
No, but I want to say a funny thing about this album, and it's... There's this donut place near my house, apartment that I really like going to, that for some reason, and I don't think he's a fan of the band otherwise, just because I don't get that vibe from him, but the Tour de France Kraftwerk album, no exaggeration, has been playing there every single time I walk into this donut place. God. I don't think he's a fan, because like the fourth time I was just like, oh, Kraftwerk, nice. And he was just like, what?
That's insane.
It's very weird.
It's such a specific thing to have on.
I know.
Like Kraftwerk, huh? He's like, you're going to be gone by before this is over.
Yeah, I was doing shots at his camera. It was rude.
There is something about seeing someone do shots, like specifically, I mean, I guess that story was before the pandemic, but like, I walked by the place that there's a restaurant nearby, and I heard somebody try to get shots, and it's like, that seems specifically reckless. Like, I don't know why, but just ordering shots right now seems so insane.
Yeah,
maybe that's not fair.
I mean, it's maybe responsible. You get drunk faster than you can leave early.
Oh, that's a good point. Stop the spread.
Fauci is urging Americans to start taking shots.
Yeah, Fauci is urging Americans liquor before beer.
Oh man. Let's listen to the next song here, which is the one you were referencing a moment ago, the Model.
The first Kraftwerk song I ever heard.
Yes, okay. So let's hear this. This is you. We'll just picture a young Andrew hearing this song and going, I'm gonna fuck with this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, picture young Andrew. I'm downloading South Park episodes out of order off of LimeWire.
So you have to delete the ones that are just porn or like fucked up shit. I remember doing the same thing. All right, here's the Model.
Yeah, the original version I heard of that was a cover, and just that bass line, it sounds like very mean in the right context, like da da na na na. I love it. I don't have a lot to say about these songs sometimes, other than it's great.
This song was inspired by the models who worked at the Bagel nightclub in Cologne. It is the story of a
bagel
high fashion
nightclub?
Yeah, Bagel nightclub.
Spelled how it sounds?
Yeah.
B-A-G-E-L. Xanax over there.
I'd be so mad if I was trying to get a bagel, all of a sudden some German guy's dancing on my ass.
If you get an everything bagel there, it means a cigarette with cocaine in
it. I asked for Lox, not Lars.
Oh, boy.
Lars is a German name.
This is this was Kraftwerk's only UK number one hit. It was the first German record to top the UK chart and was followed within the next few months by two more chart-topping German acts, the Goombay Dance Band and Nicole. It could be argued that Boney M, who had some UK number ones in the late 70s, were German, but none of the female members of the group were German-born, to which I say, Boney M, call me when Boney Vare is in the UK charts. Anyways, I read this and I was very blown away by it, which is that David Bowie asked them to open for him because he was a huge fan and he helped their UK spread a bit, and they turned him down, which I am shocked by. I didn't see like any reasoning, but then he played their music to open his show anyway. He had some video that he would play, and he played their shit, and very strange to turn that down. But
yeah, I did read that actually they opened for Radiohead in 2009.
Hell yeah.
That has to be a fucking incredible show.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That would be so sick to see.
Yeah, it's so fun. Like, the stories of them just kind of blowing off more famous artists than them, honestly. Like, there's this one story where they do all their work in a studio in Germany named Kling Klang.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's a rule that they can't have any distractions. So if you want to talk to them for any reason, you have to call at a specific minute of a specific hour so the phone won't ring. Like, there's a story where Johnny Marr from the Smiths wanted to collaborate with them on something, and he dialed the number, and literally the second he pressed the last button, he just started, "Hello?" on the other end. Like, they just stand by a phone and pick it up, kind of like you waiting for a Zoom link.
Yeah. That's incredible. I love that. Yeah. I do think, I think we should have our own Kling Klang, but I also think we should steal their idea of just having mannequins on stage for our live Stand By Your Band shows.
Yeah.
I think that's a good move. And it's much safer.
On stage.
What the hell?
Didn't sleep well last night.
Hey, did you busy thinking about Harley Quinn?
Hey, pervert ass. Yeah. All right, let's hear.
When my head hits that bellow, the first thing that comes to my head is that clown lady.
Klang is such a funny name that it's like they seem like pretty humorless.
Yeah,
but it's like that has to be kind of self parody.
It feels like a piece of IKEA furniture or something.
Well, I think it's just that German sense of humor where it's like you be both funny and serious by not making an expression.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's that weird abstract thing of, I don't know, like every German comedy routine is just like, we are the two fattest dolphins in the hospital. Like, what is this, a joke?
All right, let's hear Showroom Dummies. 1 sounds like a ringtone from 2001. Exposing ourselves. We are showroom dummies. We are showroom dummies.
Yeah.
It's hard because I want to give these songs their due, but they're all like 7 minutes long. So.
Very long. No, yeah, the most interesting things I read about them was I read about this thing where Germany kind of did away with all of its culture in the 1940s for, I would say, obvious reasons. coronavirus.
Sure.
like they said, I read this interview of somebody else talking about them where they said, well, they kind of grew up with no like traditional culture. So all their music was inspired by the world around them, which were these urban, very repetitive, like cityscapes, very rigid. So that's kind of gives the music this repetitious feel. But it's interesting because that's a song just basically about mannequins coming to life in a shop window and just going out to the discotheque. And, you know, it's cool. It's like it feels like a city from the 1970s, that song.
It's also, we've done multiple Halloween episodes on this show, and that's the scariest song.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's
absolutely
spooky.
And just the idea. Showroom dummies coming to life and going out and clubbing.
Yeah.
If I'm at the bagel and I see a couple of these dummies around, I go, is that Tommy McNamara?
Yeah, picture you're at the bagel. You just swallowed an entire bottle of pills. You see showroom dummies out of the damn dance floor.
He said the lyrics in showroom, this is Ralph Hutter, says the lyrics in Showroom Dummies are our day-to-day reality, which I don't... That's even scarier. He says, going to a club. In Germany, the clubs are open very late. We don't have that curfew like in England. The last drink at 9:30-something. Ha! They wrote ha!
Ha!
It's one ha.
An alien learning out humans talk.
Did you ever? It's so funny that the American version of this idea is like that movie Mannequin.
Yeah,
it's like they put out this like cool eerie song, and we put out this dumbass comedy. Like,
I just watched Mannequin last year. It sucks. Let's hear techno pop.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right.
Thank you.
I decided to just let us really feel that. Yeah. It's hard with a song like that to find a place where you're like, I'm getting everything out of this song in 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, it was, I am having fun watching you scroll through the songs, trying to find a part of it that doesn't sound exactly like the fun part of it. I like that song because like everybody talks about their influence on hip hop, and that's basically just a breakdancing song, essentially. Like it's just soggy. Flatten down a couple of pizza boxes too, and you work on them spins. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, you guys couldn't see it since you're not on the Zoom, but Andrew was doing a full breaking routine.
Yep, he was spinning on his head, which is really cool.
I'm injured right now.
Yeah, I don't know how you got all those bandages on you so quickly.
Very impressive.
Immediately in a sling. Right.
Yeah, that's why it's great these songs are so long. You're vamping for time while I can try and pop my neck back in a place.
It was impressive seeing you eat two boxes full of pizza before you smash those down and then doing that. That's where I get stopped up. I'm like, I'm going to dance the shit out of this pizza box and then I'm so full.
Right. Yeah, you can just throw away the pizza, man. Well, that's irresponsible. Never mind.
Yeah, it seems
wrong. I hope every breakdance party ate the pizzas before they started dancing.
There are starving pizza rats all over the world.
I looked up that song on YouTube once, and this specifically with this song is very strange. All the comments were just some people saying the country for far they're from and they love Kraftwerk. Like, I'm from Japan and I love Kraftwerk. It was very weird. I was like, did like Trump give a speech recently where he's like, only people from Germany love Kraftwerk? Because it felt like a call to action.
Oh man. We're down to our last song here. Let's do this cuz we have some fun comments on the old Facebook. So let's hear The Man Machine. This one's also from the album is called Man Machine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I get trapped in that.
Yeah, that's the way that song starts out, just building every single piece of it. It starts out on those clicks, which are such a basic element. And by the end, it feels like they're somehow playing a building.
That is, it really feels like if you played that on double speed, it would be a Daft Punk song.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked that. That one's cool as hell. And I definitely got some like 80s hip hop vibes from that one too. I was very into that. And again, kinda scary too.
Yeah.
A lot of it did scare me, which is, you know, important. You gotta be scared sometimes.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy that.
Yeah, knock some fear to these fucking showroom dummies every now and then.
Amen, brother. Hey, listen to one song every day that scares you. You live a full life.
So that was the playlist. And I just want to say a couple things about the playlist before we go to the comments here. Because you didn't put Autobahn on here, which I think is a cool move, because that's the one that I think people would have gone, oh, that's the one.
It's that, very long.
Yes, it's 22 yeah. minutes long, although they cut a three-minute version of it, which it's like, if that's even possible. Like,
yeah, the thing is, speaking of the repetition of all these songs, the funny thing is it kind of is. When you hear Autobahn. It's also kind of just like a vibe. Like, the song is about basically being on a long drive. So yeah. The idea is you just kind of put it on the background and pill out to it a little bit.
Sure.
For all you party animals out, for all you showroom dummies. And yeah, there's a lot of big ones that in retrospect, I kind of wish I had put on this playlist. Like I put it together fast because this was all like super short.
Sure,
notice,
sure, sure.
But like in retrospect, they have a few more up-tempo ones I kind of wanted to put on. Like I think honestly, it's a flaw of the playlist I made. It's everything's a very similar tempo. It all feels like very methodic and patient, kind of. And there are some crap songs that are faster and freak out a little more.
There's one song that I was listening to. Well, first off, I wanted to say about the Autobahn thing that I thought was really cool and that I didn't know is that so they were trying, they thought it was cool that they're saying fun, fun, fun off to Autobahn, and it sounded like the Beach Boys saying fun, fun, fun. But actually, that's the word for driving or something like that in Germany.
It's not bored.
Yeah. Okay.
So in English, it's fun, fun, fun on the Autobahn. In German, it's bored, bored, bored. Yeah. Depending on what language it is, it's either the dad driving or the kid in the backseat. Like, I'm bored.
the other thing, I think the song that this woman played on, I think she wrote a book about the band that I listened to the all songs considered, and I cannot remember who the guest was. I'm looking it up now so that I give her credit.
The book was called Kraftwerk for Storeroom Dummies, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's exactly it. Let's see here. Why does it not have her name here? Oh, music writer Gita Dial. Yeah, I think she wrote some like a book about them or something, but she knew a lot of shit about them. But the song she played that I really loved from them was Neon Lights.
Oh, I love that song.
That was probably my favorite. Damn it. I forgot to respond to a text from Brad Wenzel, and he really just gave me a beating. really lashed out. But no, I recommend checking that out, too, if you want to change your pace. But I was surprised by how much I liked that on top of this. And
there was another song I wanted to put on here called again, very simple. It's called The Robots. And, there's a bass line in it that the LCD sound system song Get Innocuous just flips because it's like an homage and stuff.
Right.
They use the same bass line.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. I love that song. All right, with all that stuff out of the way, let's get to the comments. Let's get to the old peanut gallery. I fucked up because we did kind of book the we planned this one a little late, so I posted this on the Patreon just this morning. My bad, y'all. So on Patreon, we got a comment from Ron Trembath who says, I get press releases for so many bands that Kraftwerk always show up as a recommended if you like band. I usually love whatever band it is, but sadly, have not checked them out. It sounds like a lot of us are in the same boat on this. So I'm glad that you brought some songs to our attention.
Happy to do it.
And let's go to... Did anybody comment on the Twitter, Tommy?
Yeah, we have a few.
Hell yeah.
As always, I'm reading Twitter names. Right. William DeLuigi said, Autobahn's the most relaxing and fun 22-minute song I've heard. Matt Alonzo Morning said, you can't spell Kraftwerk without twerk. Austin, Type Bro Negative, said, they make me feel like I'm living inside a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Sanchez said, only recently found out they have nothing to do with the food company that makes Kraft cheese.
There you go. Mm. And
I was hoping there were going to be like 80 comments on the Facebook from just porn bots. just like pictures of cleavage. They're just like, it's good, yeah? Spelled J-A.
All right, let's go to the Facebook here. Chris Damon, that's the comment we were talking about earlier. He says, more important than the Beatles. There you go. Darren Jazz Rogers says, I first heard them at Bubba Russian's party. They were playing the song Numbers and dudes were popping and waving to it. I have to tell you, I have no idea what that means.
I'm in the same boat.
But good for Bubba Russians. already read the Levenbach one. Jeff LaFave says, can't help but think they paved the path for Daft Punk. Well, I think that we would be in agreement here. Gary Greenblatt writes best cover of a Kraftwerk song, and we don't usually do this, but I kind of want to hear it because it's the song that I just mentioned, Neon Lights. So I'm gonna pull it up here and see.
I saw the Facebook top. I listened to it. I loved this cover.
Is it not gonna work? Why would I need to sign?
I think it was like kind of like, I forget the name of the band. They're kind of REM sounding. They're from the 80s.
You know, for some reason it's making me verify my shit to do this. So let me see if I can just open this in YouTube and it'll let me. Come on, baby. All right, here we go. It's trying to get me on YouTube Premium.
Strength of the songwriting that you can cover it in an entirely different style
for like, sure.
It's very lush, organic sound, which is it speaks to like how good the melodies are and how relatable the themes are.
Absolutely, I love that. Mike O'Keefe says they rule. Casey Farah says I am the operator of my pocket calculator, and Ben Kim says probably common knowledge, but I love that SNL's Sprockets used a sped up version of Kraftwerk's Electric Cafe as the theme song. I had no idea of that.
Wow.
I don't think there's a lot of common knowledge in regards to Sprockets. Like, everyone talks about this all the time.
It's on my Sprockets fun fact list.
That's so funny. Yeah, probably boring you guys with this thing that everyone knows. Kind of meaningless to even say it.
Subject of pocket calculator, it's fun to think of songs that Kraftwerk would make now. It would just be like Waze app, McDonald's self-serve kiosk,
Dominion
voting machine. That's the Nazi.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Google Maps would be in there. That's really fun. That's the playlist. We're down to our last segment here, which is where we rate this playlist. And I got to tell you, I really liked it a lot. Tommy, I'm going to let you go first this week. What do you think? Oh, wait, before we do that, we got to give you the floor. I almost forgot to give you your floor. you just break dance for a minute?
Just your final thoughts on Kraftwerk, the main floor.
Well, my doctor said I shouldn't, but I said a lot of what I wanted to say over the course of the episode, I guess, but I just think, again, for how rigid and robotic their music is, I also think it's kind of very beautiful, and I'm a big science fiction fan, I guess, with a lot of stuff in general. And one thing I like about them, I will say this, is there is kind of a weirdness to it, and there's a bit of an alienness to the music that I think I like when science fiction does that. I don't like it when they try to seamlessly integrate technology in a culture. I think we should be talking about how weird this shit is in our lives. And I like that Kraftwerk's music kind of feels like a way to grapple with that. It's optimistic about the future in a way, but it's also kind of concerned.
So, yes.
don't know. I'll say that.
I like it. Tommy, what do you think?
I'm going to give this a bleep, bleep, bloop, bloop out of six.
You son of a bitch, that's binary for zero.
No, I very much enjoyed this. I've never listened to Kraftwerk, even though, yeah, as we were saying, I've heard, you know, versions of Kraftwerk or samples my whole life and not really thought about it. So it was very cool to listen to them. I really loved Computer Love and The Model and Showroom Dummies. Those were my three favorites. The only one I didn't like outright was The Man Machine. Even though it was cool, I just didn't like it, and I can't see myself wanting to listen to it again. I'm gonna go with the 4.5 out of 6. I think they're very good. And I'm an idiot American who likes the things they inspired more than the things they actually did.
So only like that one Green Day album.
You're just like those fucking frat boys.
Yeah, ripping shots.
Yeah, go take another shot, you fucking drunkie.
4.5 is a high rating.
Tommy's been taking shots this whole damn episode. Well, how long is this episode going to be? having said that, I'm surprised to hear you say 4.5. That's right around where I'm living at. But I want to say I liked this playlist a lot more than I thought I would. It's not music I would normally get into, but it was great chess playing music today. I really fucked guest of the show Bobby Condon up in a game today because I credit this music for inspiring me to make all the right moves. So. I loved Computer Love, and is there anything I didn't? There's nothing that was like glaring to me that I really hated. There were just a couple things that I was like, all right, this one I can't imagine revisiting, but I did. Maybe Showroom Dummies was for me one that I might skip, but I overall I really enjoyed it. And then yeah, Technopop I was not crazy into, but I loved Man Machine. And yeah, I thought this was great. I'm going with 4.75 out of 6. Ooh. Which right next to you there, Mac Man.
Yeah,
but
you see that, Tommy?
You see? If you're not all toasty from all your shots and you
that
have
is a rating.
Any higher would have been insulting.
Yeah, I gotta drink some coffee and sober up so I can like Kraftwerk 0.25% more.
Before you give your rating, Andrew, I do want to point out that our last two appreciation episodes, we had the Jawbreaker one where Jawbreaker actually shared it, and then the Hold Steady one, Craig Finn liked to tweet about it.
Yes.
And
so.
Part of me thinks that Kraftwerk is not going to interact with us.
Yeah. And they're gonna tweet yes.
No, I think they're gonna tweet no. Just no.
A quote tweet of our tweet. Oh, it goes like mega viral in a way that really doesn't make sense.
But as was just alluded to, Andrew, you get to rate this playlist out of 6 yourself. What do you think?
I mean, I'd give it a 6 because I like all the songs. If given a chance to do the playlist again, I would probably, sorry, Showroom Dummies, you're going home.
Damn.
But just for like kind of like more of a diversity of sound, I probably would have put a faster number in there because I do have a lot of songs like that.
Fair.
I feel like are not super represented on this playlist. So.
Fair enough.
My bad.
I think you did a great job here, Andrew. This was a fun listen. I had a great day just listening to this weird shit. And it was honestly nice to have a reason to visit something that, as a lot of people mentioned, is a band we hear a lot about. And it's one of those bands that you're always like, I gotta do a dive on that someday. And then now we have a reason to, so we appreciate it. Andrew, is there anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
At Andrew_Durso, that's where I am on Twitter. Other than that, fucking listen to Kraftwerk, man.
Get in there. Follow Andrew. Hilarious tweets. One of my favorite Twitter accounts. I ask your little D about it every time I see you, but
little.
I have no penis. It's a feature. All right. Well, thanks so much, Andrew. Get on the Patreon, people. $3 yes. a month gets you bonus episodes every week and 10% off if you do the whole year at once. That's $2.70 a freaking week. As we said recently, less than the damn train. And we did say that we will, of course, also provide the services that yes. the train provide. We will carry you from one destination to the other as part of your Patreon deal. It's honestly, don't even listen to the show. I would just do that. But get on there. Like I said, and there's also a guest tier where you can be a guest on the Patreon for a certain fee. Yes.
Those have been very fun.
Yeah, we've been doing a bunch of those. They've been a great time. So get on there. All right. Keep it crispy. Bye.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.